This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Game time.
Kempe Kennedy, brought to you by Cumberland Farms. Melissa is from Wareham. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Melissa is a nurse, Kennedy.
God bless you.
Are you on your way in or on your way home?
I'm actually late right now.
Don't.
In the parking lot because I'm doing this contest.
It's all right.
All right, let's go.
Don't tell anybody.
All right.
It'll be our little secret.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Melissa?
Yes, please, Kennedy, get out of the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck. Get out.
Get out.
Hurry up.
Your bedside
Kennedy.
Manner is wonderful.
You got to get her to work. All right, Kennedy is headed over into that soundproof studio. She can't hear any of these questions I'm about to ask you. There are five of them. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the cash. Kennedy with 2,544 wins, only 216 losses. Again, you tie, you lose. Question number one: on this date in 1945. My favorite artist of all time, Bob Marley, was born. Where is he from?
Jamaica.
Question number two. Singer Rick Astley, turning 53 today. What is the name of his song that spawned the internet trend of Rickrolling?
I don't know.
Oh.
Shoot. I don't know.
Thank you for not swearing, though. I will say that.
I want to sing it so bad.
Me too.
Yeah, because you guys know the answer.
That's true. All right, question number three. Daniel Radcliffe will be on Kimmel tonight. Who is the gamekeeper at Hogwarts?
I don't know. Slytherin?
Question number four.
Did you just make something up?
I think so.
Slytherin?
Slytherin.
I thought you said like Sotheby.
No, she said Slytherin, I think.
Slytherin. Is that what you wash your mouth out with when you're at Hogwarts?
I was going to say.
Beyonce and Jay-Z have announced the Green Print Project, a new contest that allows fans a chance to win a lifetime of free concert tickets if they commit to a vegan diet plan.
Nope.
I need to do this.
Beyonce and Jay-Z just finished a worldwide concert tour. What is it called?
PETA.
I love her.
Are you going to work drunk today, Melissa? Because you might want to sit in the car a little longer. Question number five. Tom Brady says that he wants his daughter to play hockey, but apparently Giselle's not having anything to do with that.
Mm-mm.
Speaking of hockey, who is the coach of the Mighty Ducks in the movies? Character name, not actor, please. Okay. I'm
Donald.
Okay.
Donald. You had some solid answers.
Melissa's electric.
Not really right, but solid answers.
I'm confident.
Yeah.
Confident.
Yeah. Yeah. Exude confidence.
That's all that matters.
Thank you.
Melissa got one out of five, Kennedy.
Awesome.
Sooch.
She got the giggles. Happy about it.
She got the giggles.
All right, Kennedy, these are tough. Question number one. On this date in 1945, my favorite artist of all time, Bob Marley, was born. Where is he from?
Jamaica.
Tied at one. Question number two. Singer Rick Astley, turning 53 today. What is the name of the song that spawned the internet trend of Rickrolling?
Never Gonna Give You Up.
Never Gonna Give
let
You Up.
You
know. Never Gonna Let You Down. Never Gonna Run Around. Desert You.
Question number three. Daniel Radcliffe will be on Kimmel tonight. Who is the gamekeeper at Hogwarts?
The gamekeeper? The gamekeeper?
Yep.
What's a gamekeeper? Hagrid?
He keeps 3-1. Game.
I don't think that's his title,
the
but
animals.
I'll go along.
Dan, do you want to fight Kennedy now or after we go to break?
I don't have an MBA.
I don't think think any of us have.
Honestly.
Have you seen my pants?
Dan, Kennedy, did you see his pants?
Look at his pants.
Look at his pants, Kennedy.
Oh, he pulled assault.
He has a rip from his waist to his back of his kneecap. He tore his jeans at the parade yesterday, but did not make it home to change them.
Love you, Dan. Babe? That's awesome.
He just showed his...
If somebody's driving by the studio with some sweats, can you drop them off for Danny Boy here?
That'd be great.
That's 2 out of 5 people I've seen their butt on this show, so hey, winning!
Question number 4. Beyonce and Jay-Z have announced the Greenprint Project. It's a new contest that allows fans a chance to win a lifetime of free concert tickets if they commit to a vegan diet plan. Beyonce and Jay-Z just finished a worldwide concert tour. What was it called?
On the Run 2.
Yes. Correct. 4-1, question number 5. Tom Brady says that he wants his daughter to play hockey. Speaking of hockey, who was the coach of the Mighty Ducks in the movies? Character name, not actor.
Oh, nothing.
Gordon Bombay.
Yes, there's no chance in a billion
Gordon
years.
Gordon Bombay.
4-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win over Melissa, who is a delightful contestant.
She was awesome.
Thank you.
Hold on.
She's like, I'm late for work, Carson.
Okay. By the way, everybody says that he is a groundskeeper, not a gamekeeper.
Thank you.
He's also the gamekeeper. He keeps the animals.
Not all of them.
Yeah. Buckwheat.
So anyway, Melissa, I do have a fifth.
Buckbeak.
Hang on a second.
Buckwheat.
Please let me do the tag. Melissa, you have won a $50 gift card to Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. Fleming's Wine, Dine, and Sparkle experience includes Valentine's Day dinner for two, premium champagne, and a gift from the world's premier luxury jeweler. Visit FlemingsSteakhouse.com to make your reservation.
I think you mean Jif.
What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
Melissa from Wareham, I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Roger is from Framingham. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning.
Welcome to the studio, buddy.
Thanks for having me in.
We found out something very interesting. So all this week is Redemption Week for Campy Kennedy at 7:45. We bring back the 5 most recent competitors to have defeated Kennedy. Mm-hmm. Roger is one of those. Mm-hmm. What was the score when you won?
5-4.
Ooh.
Wow.
And tell everybody what you do for a living. What do you teach as a professor?
So I teach biology and biotechnology.
Nope.
And he
says yes. You don't.
No. It hurts my
So
brain.
He played you at Campy Kennedy a year ago.
Today.
Exactly, yeah. 365 days ago, and you won that one. So this is actually the rubber match.
I'm here for it. All right. Ready?
Game Kennedy. On.
Smart guy.
Kennedy, you also realize last Thursday was Marcus Mumford's birthday.
I do now.
I'm just telling you.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Roger?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
All right, there goes Kennedy. Tell everybody where she's going. People still don't believe us.
To the Deathly Hallows.
That's right. You can see it. It's up on the... But she does leave the studio, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, she's going over there into that soundproof room. She can't hear anything that's happening. There are 5 trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, and you win. Did you catch the cheat sheet yesterday afternoon?
I didn't.
Oh, okay.
But my wife did.
Hey. Hey, hon, when you're out, could you pick up some eggs and the cheat sheet answer?
Please.
Question number 1. Panic at the Disco's Brendon Urie is no longer going to walk through the crowds during concerts because fans keep kissing him, and he says it's uncomfortable. Panic at the Disco did the song The Greatest Show for The Greatest Showman Reimagined soundtrack. Who starred as the lead in The Greatest Showman?
Mr. Wolverine, Hugh Jackman.
Mm-hmm. Question number 2. On this date in 1935, Monopoly went on sale. How much money do you get when you pass go in Monopoly?
$200.
Question number 3. The New York Post claims Jennifer Lawrence got engaged to her boyfriend, Cook Maroney. Which of these movie franchises was Lawrence not in? Hunger Games, X-Men, Transformers.
She was not Transformers.
Question number 4. Sofia Vergara has launched her own denim line called Sofia by Sofia Vergara.
Mark, by that, Mark Jacobs.
Yeah. I was worried who it was, what Sofia was from.
Who is she
Sofia
married
the princess?
To?
Is yeah. Princess Sofia?
Joe Manganiello.
Question number 5. The Freedom Network has ordered a Party of 5 reboot. What was the Freeform channel called from 2001 to 2015 before being rebranded?
Oh, no.
ABC Family?
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please. Hey, there's Hayden.
You remembered. Who texted you today?
Nobody. I remembered all of them.
Wow, I'm proud of you.
Watching Roger's face was very similar to watching Kennedy's face when they're trying to find the answer.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, do we both access the file cabinet in our mind? Okay.
Kennedy.
My memory palace, you down?
Bring it.
Well, it done been brought, and he got 5 out of 5.
Holy crap. Yep. Well played, sir.
100%.
Kennedy, I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong. It adds to the drama.
Okay.
If I remember. Question number one. Panic at the Disco's Brendon Urie is no longer going to walk through the crowd during concerts because fans keep kissing him and he says it's uncomfortable. Panic at the Disco did the song The Greatest Show for the Greatest Showman Reimagined soundtrack. Who starred as the lead in The Greatest Showman?
Hugh Jackman.
Question number two. On this date in 1935, Monopoly went on sale. How much money do you get when you pass go in Monopoly?
$100.
All right. Question number three. The New York Post claims Jennifer Lawrence has gotten engaged to her boyfriend, Cook Maroney. Which of these movie franchises was Lawrence not in? Hunger Games, X-Men, Transformers.
Transformers.
Question number four. Sofia Vergara has launched her own denim line, and they have gone way off on the name. It's called Sofia by Sofia Vergara. Which actor is she married to?
Joe.
I'm going to say her wrong.
Yeah, you are.
What?
You're going to spell it wrong, too.
Joe Montigliag.
What?
Tortellini.
Joe.
Fettuccine.
Ratatouille.
Joe. Montigliano.
Question number five. Can I ask you a question?
No. Yes.
What did you do last night?
Nothing. I was home by 5 o'clock.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Womp womp.
Well, I guess you're losing twice. The Freeform Network has ordered a Party of Five reboot. What was the Freeform channel called from 2001 to 2015 before being
ABC Family.
That one you know, yes.
Well.
All right, Kennedy, Hugh Jackman was correct. Question number two, you said $100. It is $200. Transformers was correct. Question number four, I don't even know what you said. Joe Manganiello is the correct answer.
And then
I was kind of close. It was an M word.
You threw a T in there.
Roger gets the win. Not only did he win, he won 5-3. He put the scientific smackdown on that ass.
Wow.
Scientific smackdown.
That's a thing.
I believe it.
Look it up.
I read about it.
By the way, Roger, everybody loves your voice.
Thank you.
It is smooth.
Yeah. Everybody's like, wow, Roger's voice.
Am I out again?
Maybe I want to take his class.
Come on in.
All right. Kennedy, I'm sorry you don't get the win. Roger gets it. You don't get the $100 because you already won that. But I do have a $100 gift card to Stop and Shop. Love is in the air. And that means worrying about finding the perfect Valentine's Day gift for everyone you love. Stop and Shop offers everything from pre-baked cupcakes to flowers and more. Check out our ideas online, then come into the store. So, Roger, congratulations.
Thank you. I'll use that for baby formula today.
Nice.
Oh, now that is romantic, buddy.
Could you pick up some for me?
Kennedy, something you'd like to say to Roger?
Yeah, my name is Kennedy. I'm from East Boston, and I can't beat Roger not once, not twice.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Like yourself?
I feel like we're in the Twilight Zone.
You can't beat her. She's gonna school, you sucker. You can't beat Kennedy.
Wednesday. You can try, but
man, you can't beat her. You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Game time.
Kempe Kennedy brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Daniel's from Billerica. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. So your wife Ashley called to have you play?
Yes.
Okay.
She has zero confidence in herself, but I have less in myself, so.
Okay.
Wow, you guys are just a family full of it, aren't you? Brimming with confidence there.
So much positivity in that family.
Yeah.
Daniel, will you
I think I'm going to lose worse than you will.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100. Kennedy has now left the studio. She's in that soundproof room. She can't hear any of these questions. Again, if you tie, you lose. Question number one. Dancing with the Stars will not return to ABC in the spring and instead make its 2019 debut in the fall. Who is the host of Dancing with the Stars?
Tom Bergeron.
Question number two. The lead singer of Guns N' Roses is 57 today. What is his name?
Axl Rose.
Question number three. Disney is passing Hugh Jackman's Wolverine clause on to a younger actor, according to a producer. Who is the wheelchair-bound leader of the X-Men?
Oh. I can't answer that one.
Question number four. Former husband of Kim Kardashian, Chris Humphries, is celebrating his 34th birthday today. They were married for 72 days. Which sport did he play?
Basketball.
Question number five. Jennifer Aniston is holding her 50th birthday party at Ellen DeGeneres' house because why wouldn't you if you could?
She has a party planning business on the side. I don't know if people know that about Ellen.
How many times has Jennifer Aniston been married?
Two.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Right. Your wife made the right call.
Yeah. Right?
Daniel, what are your kids' names?
I forget.
Liam and Mackenzie.
He's like, what?
What is it again?
Liam and Mackenzie.
Okay, Liam and Mackenzie. He was confused by that
question.
Like,
I was not prepared for more questions than five. I am only prepared to answer five questions.
Fair.
He got four out of five, Kennedy.
All right.
Damn. Oh.
These are tough. You ready?
Yep.
Question number one. Dancing with the Stars will not return to ABC in the spring and instead make its 2019 debut in the fall. Who is the host of Dancing with the Stars?
Tom Bergeron.
Oh, yes. Good old Tom. Title one. Question number two. The lead singer of Guns N' Roses is celebrating his 57th today. What is his name?
Axl Rose.
Tied at two. Question number three. Disney is passing Hugh Jackman's Wolverine clause on to a younger actor, according to a producer. Who is the wheelchair-bound leader of the X-Men?
Professor Xavier?
Salt, will we... Is that good?
Yeah.
Yeah. Professor X, Charles Xavier.
Well, he is a professor. Yep. His last name is Xavier.
3-2. Question number four.
Salt was staring at me with just eyes going through me.
I was trying, because I know he takes it very serious the way you answer
these.
No,
I get nervous when we do
those
questions.
I was nervous for you.
I was actually just doing math in my head. I was just thinking about something else.
Former husband of Kim Kardashian, Chris Humphries, is celebrating his 34th birthday today. They were married for 72 whole days. Which sport did he play?
Basketball.
Is he out of the league now?
Remember when he was on the Celtics? That was a weird time.
Yeah. He owns a bunch of like dry cleaners restaurants and stuff like that.
Or Chris Humphries. He's like a real estate agent, isn't he?
4-3. Like question number five. Jennifer Aniston
is
holding her 50th birthday party at Ellen DeGeneres' house because why wouldn't you? How many times has Jennifer Aniston been married?
Two.
That is correct.
Correct answer is twice.
5-4 is the final score. Kennedy, nice job. Daniel, I'm sorry you don't get the win, but I do have four tickets to see the Lego Movie 2, the second part, which is in theaters on Friday, okay?
Perfect. The kids will love that.
Yes, and Dan, you did fantastic. You have four out of five.
Very well. Yes. Very well.
Amazing.
All right.
Thank you.
We appreciate you listening to the show. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you leave?
My name is Daniel from Billerica, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.